Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and this is Dan's Health Talks right here on W4HC. And I really appreciate you being with me today. And it's great to be able to help you and talk to you about things I found, things that I use myself. And there's so many phenomenal things out there that really do make a difference in your life. The real trick is not finding really powerful nutrition. There is many, many things that you'll really notice. Some things will literally knock your socks off. Well, not literally. Your socks will probably still be on, but will make you feel like they knocked your socks off. Especially over a day or two of taking some of them. But others may take a little while, but it doesn't mean they're not very, very important for you. And there's basics to the nutrition that we need to cover all the bases. One of the places that people fall short, and it's very important in the summertime when you may be getting out and heating up more, is minerals. Joe Wallach, that wrote Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the longevity company, he's done a lot of research in that area. Now, Wallach made an interesting statement at a lecture that I was at. He said professional athletes and college athletes do not live as long. Of course, they're under a lot of stress when they play, and they're usually larger than average people, not in all sports, but usually larger than average people, which puts more stress on the heart. But that's not what he was saying. He was saying they sweat out a lot of minerals, but they don't replace those minerals like they should. And we're not talking about just calcium, magnesium, and potassium, major minerals. We're talking about manganese, just all these little electrolytes, and we're talking about minerals you may never even think about, even a little lithium or rhodium, and all these small micronutrients are necessary. Now, one thing you can do in the summertime to help do that is get a little Himalaya salt or Celtic salt and just take a pinch or two and put it in your water. If you're drinking a quart of water or something, put a pinch or two, and that will help get all the minerals. The difference between sea salt and sodium chloride, well, or table salt, is sea salt has the full range of minerals that you find in the human cell, and that's what you're after. You'll find you don't need as much water if you have a pinch or two of that, because it holds the water in the cell, so you don't dehydrate as easily. Very healthy thing to do. But you can also buy a lot of different trace mineral products out there. And, Humic Minerals is one very good way of getting it. And Minerals, which these minerals come from ancient seabeds are from primitive forests that have been burnt down but didn't petrify. There's a place in Utah that they get a lot of these minerals, and it's a black strip and a plateau of apparently a big forest that once burnt but wasn't under enough pressure to get petrified. And I think it's 250 miles long, and they mine that, and they make a lot of mineral products with it. And it's very important. I mean, you can be missing a trace mineral that you may not even ever heard of, but you're deficient in that mineral, and it can cause all kinds of health problems from your DNA through the way the cells communicate. So you need to be sure you do that. So I always put some trace minerals in my product in the morning, in my drink, and in that drink I may have some vitamin C powder. I like buffered vitamin C. I may have sometimes I have a nitric oxide powder, especially if I'm going to go work out. I'll mix that up, and that's what I'm going to wash down some of my vitamins with. But if I'm going to go work out, I'm going to take my really strong vitamins 3 hours after I work out, 3 or 4 hours after I work out. And I'm doing that because I don't want to buffer the stress that the workout puts on my DNA and mitochondria. Because that stress actually helps them become stronger. And what do you mean by stronger DNA? First of all, it helps. It stimulates the DNA to clean itself up, and it stimulates the intrinsic antioxidants, which is SOD, catalase, glutathione, and then CoQ10 as well, though we can take CoQ10. It stimulates them. But if you're taking buffered, a lot of vitamin E, vitamin C, you're taking a whole lot of that when you're working out, it won't stimulate them, not to the same degree. But by actually causing more free radical production in the oxidation that the mitochondria produces when you're exercising hard, as the cells, as the oxidants attack the DNA strand, it actually toughens them up. Now, you want to take the antioxidants, but a little bit later on, because that'll keep you young and healthy and keep your, you'll see it in your skin, you'll see it all through your, out your body. So you have to know how to balance these things. A friend of mine, very good friend of mine, asked me today, how do I take my antioxidants? Do I take everything first thing in the morning? And I did that for years and years. I just loaded it up and took it all in the morning. But now I'm splitting it up. And Dr. McDay, who I've had on the show a number of times, he has a package with a lot of what I want in a vitamin, mineral, phytonutrient product. I mean, very, very effective. I will carry that with me. And so three or four hours later, when I stick my hand in my pocket, maybe to get my key, I'll see that and I'll take it then. And sometimes even later in the day, you need all the B vitamins, and you need them in the right order. You need the vitamin E's in the right order. You need all this. You need not just magnesium, calcium, but you need the right forms of calcium and the right forms of magnesium. They have different roles to play, like magnesium malate, great for muscle tightness. But magnesium glycinate gets into the cells. Bisglycinate gets into the cells better than any of them, and then glycinate is the second best. And then there's lysinate, and there's theanate. And theanate is fantastic for the brain. It actually causes the brain to build more neurons on the end. And so that is very, very important. A little help keep the brain young, and you'll sleep better, and you'll think better. Now, there's some I take in the morning. There's a colostrum product I've taken for years, and there's another version of that that has some creatine and different things in it. And I'll take my iodine in the morning, my thyroid product, and I may have a pre-workout, something that helped me a little bit. But I try not to eat much in the morning until after I've worked out. That you'll burn more calories that way from your workout. But I may have a small avocado. And I like to start the morning with that. So these are some of the things I've worked out over the years and changed as I've gone and found out certain things work better than others. I would have never thought a few years ago not to take all my vitamins and stuff before the workout. I would think that was the most important. Now the research has shown that it's probably better to wait a while before you take your vitamins and minerals so you get really more effective workout. And more changes, more adaptation takes place. So that's what it's all about. Now, I do take the Restore product by Fox before I work out. Now, Fox is an amazing product. They, when I first met these guys, Dr. Elliott and Roger Hill, amazing what they were doing. And they had a Perform product, a Mind product, and then they also had these oils that were first produced for animals, and there's some amazing things on just on the animals alone. They had one case of a little bulldog dragging around its back legs, and by dragging around its back legs, they were going to have to operate on it. And then they turned around and gave it these products, these Mito products, and that little bulldog within a couple weeks was jumping around like a pup. And I went, wow. Well, they've had many, many stories like that. For myself, I was taking their Mind and Perform product, and I take their Mind and Restore right now. And they're revamping their Perform product. And I've been doing push-ups for 5 years or 6 years on my days I don't go to the gym. I have this pull-up bar and push-ups. And there's some stretching exercise and push-ups and pull-ups and some things I do. And I sort of plateaued. So let's say I started doing this about 60, 61, 62, and I plateaued right around 60. And I was happy. My first set of 60 deep push-ups, I thought was pretty good. That's not bad. And so I'm taking the Fox products and not seeing anything, not any gradual change. And then 28 days into it, almost right out of, I just about finished my product. All of a sudden, I did my push-ups one morning, I did 85. And I went, wow. And then it continued. I stayed around 85. And then nothing changed. And then in about 2 months, maybe three, I did about 100. And then one time, I think I did 110, 120. I wasn't sure on my count. And I was just blown away by that. But the things that surprised me is you would think, okay, every couple of days you'd get a little improvement, and then a few days later you get a little bit more improvement, and it would continue like that. But that's not what happened. It stayed right where it's at and then made a jump, and it stayed right where it's at and then made a jump. Now, I've heard on adaptation that a lot of times nerves and blood vessels are building towards each other. And then all of a sudden they connect, and you're a different person. You can do things you couldn't do before. And then you keep pushing it, and more nerve intervention, more dormant muscle cells, the nerves are building down towards that, and blood vessels are building down, little capillaries are building down to it. And then when it gets to that area, it takes you to the next level. But I don't quite understand it on the mitochondria. The PPQ in these products is known to rebuild mitochondria, but because Dr. Elliott's such a genius, it takes him a month to get the product lined up the way he wants it in this XDS technology, where it will carry the nutrients. It doesn't take a lot, and that's one of the things he educated me on. It doesn't take a lot. It goes right down into the mitochondria and activates the mitochondria. But if he puts a little too much of one thing, or if he adds another nutrient to it, it neutralizes it, and it won't go in. So he has to have the right balance and just the right proportions. And compared to most things I take, it's almost minute levels. And yet I've gotten far, far more out of his products than anything I can think of. Just amazing, amazing products. So you got to realize that your mitochondria, if I'm throwing out a term and you hadn't thought about high school biology or college biology in years, remember, mitochondria is where your energy is produced. It's what inside it, they have what they call the Krebs cycle. And we all know lactic acid when we've exercised and our muscle gets real fatigued and it burns sometimes when you're going really hard. That's lactic acid building up. That happens when the molecule inside the mitochondria, the ATP, splits apart and creates instead of Anderson triphosphate, it creates Anderson phosphate, two Anderson phosphates in one single. And that creates energy, but it has to cycle like seven times before that's created. And a byproduct of that is lactic acid. Well, a healthy athlete or someone in good condition, that will circle back around and help the body produce more ATP. This happens at such a quick, microseconds. I mean, almost unmeasurable how quick it is. But that is where your energy, where we're talking about blinking of the eye, the pupil contracting or expanding, or if we're talking about lifting your body weight or lifting some car off of a kid. All that is dependent on mitochondria, running a wind sprint. What may a big factor on people that win races is they probably have more mitochondria in their cells and stronger, the anaerobic endurance. They can do the same thing for more times than someone with low mitochondria. In fact, when they looked at mitochondria, the biggest difference between someone that is 90 years old and someone that's 5 years old is the 90-year-old, 90% of his mitochondria is non-functioning. And because it's non-functioning, it will be inflammatory in the body and actually cause problems. So getting it healthy is amazing. And be able to produce more like you're a really high-tuned athlete is what this product does. It not only takes what you got and make it more vibrant, more healthy, it creates more mitochondria. And now it's sort of like athletics in the bottle. So folks, we'll be right back. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talk. Really appreciate you tuning in today. And tell your friends and family about this show. By the way, this show will also be podcast up on iHeart Radio. So you go to iHeartRadio.com, put in podcast, and then put in Dan's Health Talk. You can see a number of the shows already played. It may be a few weeks before this one's up, but I want to make you aware of that. And then I want to really want to get back to what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. If I can get you where you're producing more mitochondria instead of losing it as you age, and if I can energize the mitochondria you have, I believe we can turn back the clock significantly as far as the way you biologically feel and look and act. You can't turn back the clock chronologically, but you can end up being one of these old guys that end up playing tennis at 90 and or women and may have a girlfriend or boyfriend that are many years younger than you are because you feel many years younger. When I hear people saying their eyesight has improved, one lady is seeing what it's going to do for her cataracts because she said that she had a blurry in one eye. They're going to do cataract surgery. And so she's taken the Restore product, and she said the blurriness is already diminished, so she's very excited to see when she goes back to the doctor if it's totally gone or if it's improved dramatically. When I see people that, Noel that's been on this show that had silver palsy since a child, his feet angled almost completely out, 180 degrees, and walked with canes all his life. And he demonstrated at his church, not only could he walk without his crutches, he could run a little bit. I went, huh? That's possible to restore all that? But the body's ability to regenerate is amazing. There's been a lot of studies, and it's like, why can a salamander, you can tear off its tail and make a new one? They even did, and it has to do with electrical current. There's a book called The Body Electric, taken after Walt Whitman's poem, Sing the Body Electric. And in that, the doctor, I'm trying to remember his name, but he would cut off part of the leg of a salamander and then put a real microcurrent there. The brain puts down just a little microcurrent, about 9 or 10 millivolts that contract your muscle. And so it always has these little microcurrents unless you're dead going out. And sometimes they're a lot stronger in certain people than they are in others. Puts out this microcurrent, and it causes the bone to start growing and the leg to start growing. And they do this now with humans. I remember when I was doing research with the VA and, it was Sepulveda VA in Northridge, California. It was on Sepulveda Street. And we were doing research with my exercise equipment, but I was getting to hear about all the research they were doing. And they would have a person with a leg shattered, and they could put a light electrical current in there, and the bones that were missing or broken apart would start filling in. And they could sometimes when there's bone missing, they could separate it, hold it in what they call a halo-type deal, and put electrical current and cause the bones to gradually start filling in the gap and moving across that. So the body, we should have the same thing, and we will. Our body will, the things they're learning, the stem cells, using the microcurrents, using so many different things that the body produces for regeneration at a high level when you're young, using sometimes IGF-1, HGH to stimulate. All that will be at our disposal and used in anti-aging medicine. Now, I interviewed Dr. Brian Frank a lot, and Dr. Frank spent a number of years getting his fellowship on top of his MD in anti-aging medicine, or they call it functional medicine. And that means the National Academy for Anti-Aging and some of these other ones, he'll go to seminars, all weekend seminar where different doctors are presenting, and it's all about the latest, greatest thing to keep us young and healthy and to reverse health, you know, like diabetes and things like that, how to reverse that and keep people healthy. And that's why I like putting Dr. Frank on so much. Now, he has his areas of specialty that he likes to talk about, but he also has a tremendous amount of knowledge in that area. And it's very, very important what the future holds. You know, I wouldn't mind living to be 100 as long as I feel like I'm 60. But if I feel like I'm 100 when I'm 100, maybe I just soon go earlier in that. So it's all about how you feel, how you can function, if you're still productive, if you're enjoying life, if you're getting out there. Well, we're doing wonders in that area. And then adding a lot of mental techniques. There's a thing you can put on your head that if you're depressed, it'll run the current through the brain, a very light microcurrent, and reverse that, or help you sleep. And really do a wonderful job in helping you sleep, which in itself will take care of a lot of depression that sometimes comes with age as we don't sleep and recover like we should. And we can't think the way we should because we hadn't slept well enough to detoxify the brain and to build new neurons as we sleep and embed new memories. Sleep is so important in so many different levels, good quality sleep. Then there's the technology, the stimulants to help the body regenerate. There's even inside the white blood cells, besides the stem cells, there's a fluid there that I know one of the Indian reservations here in the hospital, many years ago I met with one of the top people there, and they were using this liquid that they separate out of the blood, plasma or some part of the plasma, and for someone that's lost a leg, they had to deal with a lot of diabetes, and they would put that over, and it would heal. That end of the cap would heal so much quicker. And at the time, I couldn't talk about it. Now it's become fairly common day because they were, I think, working on their patent and trying to get it tied up, and I hope they got it done for them. But anyway, that's been many, many years ago, probably talking about 12, 15 years ago. But there's so much that we can do now to get people where they, you know, we're the $6 million man, except a lot of it would be done internally. Folks, I'll be right back. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from the inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in, you'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Sollaway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And one of my guests has been with me with different companies is Stu Tomp, and he's with the best CBD oil company in the country, and that is CV Sciences. They have the gold, they have the green, they have the red. The gold for the brain, for all kinds of neurological things and for sleep and stress. The green for the brain and for the pain. And the red for the peripheral areas. Phenomenal products. Best researched out there. And I think they're the number one in the market in 2,000 stores. So thanks, Stu, for being with me. And I have a special reason I wanted to talk to you today.
Well, Dr. Dan, it's so great to be with you. I'm honored to be a friend and a guest on your show. And I want to thank you for calling yourself Dr. Dan, because the PhD work beats people into a place of objectivity. And that's one of the things I've loved and admired so much about you. You don't dumb it down, and you've always been interested in the details. And I think you were probably way ahead of the information curve.
Well, I try to be. I mean, I got some pretty smart listeners out there, and they'll send me new things. I've learned things from my listeners as well as trying to convey it to them. But it's a full-time job. I'm glad I love the heck out of it, or trying to stay ahead of the information. And you've sent me some tremendous stuff. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, here in Oklahoma, medical marijuana passed. It's not really out there yet, but it looks like it's going to get out there. And I need people to understand, just because you take THC, you're not getting all the same benefits necessarily of taking a high-quality CBD product. But what is the difference between the two? What is the difference between someone taking some medical marijuana and CBD, and why would you use one versus other or a combination of the two?
Okay, I want to just add a little bit more nuance to that statement. I want us to compare the difference between a hemp CBD extract and a marijuana cannabis drug extract. And here's why I think there's an important distinction with a difference. THC and CBD by themselves are individual molecules. They don't occur in nature. THC and CBD are not naturally occurring.
Really?
What do I mean by that? No. THC and CBD occur in their acid form, THCA and CBDA. Meaning that THC and CBD are only found as the byproduct of heating the hemp cannabis plant to break the acid bond and to activate it. So THC and CBD are not naturally occurring, period.
So you're saying my college roommates had to light that joint to get the THC, the activated form THC, or cook it in a brownie and heat it up.
100%. You're absolutely accurate. So I think the challenge is, when we say THC or CBD, we're missing the big conversation, and that's hemp versus marijuana. And what is a hemp extract, and what is a marijuana drug extract? So I've been trying to condense this information into a document that would be publicly available. You have a copy in your hands. I'm looking at a copy. Our audience, listeners out there, you will eventually be able to have access to this information. It will start showing up in all of the health food stores. But we put together a document called Seed to Shelf to help give you, the listener, 100% confidence that Plus CBD oil products are made from agricultural hemp and not from the drug varieties of cannabis. Now, to set the stage, I just want to read a couple sentences from the document. Plus CBD oil hemp extracts are exclusively made from certified outdoor-grown agricultural hemp plants. We believe that the definition of hemp extract will evolve and include the genetic identification of the hemp seed planted to officially distinguish hemp extracts from the drug extracts. That's the bifurcation. What is a hemp product? What is a drug product?
Okay. Paint a little bit more picture there. If a person was suffering and they think the THC is the reason they're going to take it, why, what is the drug extract? What is it going to do? Is it been heated up, for one thing, so it's the delivery. It's changed molecules. Now it's able to be delivered. Same thing with the CBD. Okay, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what does THC do for a person that CBD doesn't, and what does CBD do for a person that THC doesn't?
Now, that's very important. THC by itself or in combination may have some very potent anti-pain properties, and there certainly are some anti-inflammatory properties, but there are a whole ton of side effects. Sedation, dizziness, sleepiness, confusion, loss of memory, and even cannabinoid-induced hypermesis, a giant side effect. CBD, on the other hand, is anti-inflammatory and also helps to modulate the immune system that doesn't have any of the unwanted side effects. So with hemp extracts high in CBD, like Plus CBD oil, we can give you the benefit of medical cannabis without the side effects. What people want is anti-inflammation, anti-anxiety, and they want to modulate their immune response. You do that with hemp extracts. You don't need THC for those benefits at all.
Very, very interesting. That's what I thought, but I wanted to hear it from you. Not saying you're the horse's mouth, but I wanted to hear it from you. But anyway, now, the CV Sciences form is called Plus CBD Oil. You can find it in some of the stores around town, hopefully in a lot more. There's a distinct difference between Plus CBD and some of these others. Some are very weak and highly expensive and may not do the job, and that worries me that you won't continue. Now, Stu, we're going to have to sum this up, but look also, though, for CV Sciences. That's the company, because you're going to get a lot of imitations out there that are manipulating the name, trying to sound like
it. Really sad. Listen, it's called Plus. Our brand is Plus. Now it matters. Plus CBD oil.
Yeah,
but because you know what? We wanted to make it easy, and now everyone's copying our name. So look, get the real deal.
Stu, we got to run, but I really appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. I have Dr. Brian Frank with me, and he has Regenesis. Is it clinic? I always want to say that wrong. Is it
Regenesis Health?
Regenesis Health. In fact, regenesishealth.com. Dr. Frank's a very interesting MD in that he also has a fellowship in functional medicine, which I call anti-aging medicine. And to get that, he had to spend 5 years, if I remember it right, going to all these seminars that different medical professionals were presenting on, everything from stem cells to this therapy to that therapy. In fact, he's a presenter as well as these. And so the Academy for Anti-Aging and some of these others, he's traveled all over the world to spend weekend seminars, maybe all week seminars, learning the latest things. So one of the things I'd like to talk to you about today, Dr. Frank, is, you know, the kind of things you learn there, and then what they're talking about is the latest, greatest thing coming down the pike that they think will change people's lives.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, Dan. In fact, you know, my career started early on in pediatrics and neonatology and then merged into anesthesiology and pain medicine. But I was a little unusual because even before medical school, I was already involved in nutrition and acupuncture. So that, right from the outset, you know, had me wanting to complete medical training and know the best of conventional medical care, but already involved in alternative medicine, wanted me to, you know, hopefully come out at the end of that being able to integrate the best of both worlds, the best of conventional and the best of alternative. And so commonly we call that integrative, where we bring the two together. Some mm-hmm. call it holistic. And it's been a great career. I've really had fun with it, and really it's opened doors not only for training, not only for teaching all over the world, but it's opened doors and opportunities for me to treat either myself and my own family or my patients. And so in my practice, about two-thirds of what I do is in the area of integrative pain management. And then about a third of what I do is in the anti-aging and regenerative functional medicine. And, you know, it's real appropriate because we recently celebrated the year anniversary of Oklahoma voting on the proposition for the medical marijuana. And you know, it's a big deal in Oklahoma because chronic pain is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to my integrative pain management congresses and conferences each year, it's interesting because there actually is quite a bit of understanding and integrative pain management that helps us beyond just the conventional. So, so the area of it could be the medical marijuana, but it doesn't have to be, because for mm-hmm. for many people it's the hemp products with
CBD marijuana. Or curcumin.
Yeah, it really makes a big difference. The curcumin makes a big difference. But in addition to that, the last few years when I've gone to integrative pain management meetings, you know, the whole understanding of hormones with respect to chronic pain is becoming more and more well understood. And and it does make a big difference. And so when you're dealing with chronic pain, it is appropriate to look at, you know, the high quality curcumin products like UltraCur. It's good to look at the high quality hemp products that are THC free initially, you know, and then if people need to, my goodness, we're already at nearly 140,000 Oklahomans, as card carrying medical marijuana carriers. But many people will do well with the hemp products and don't need to go to the other. But another thing that needs to be considered, and it's kind of on the leading edge now, is understanding the role of the hormones. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, you know, these what we often call sex hormones, as well as the adrenal cortisol, the adrenal stress hormones. And these have a tremendous impact on the experience of pain, because ongoing chronic pain is, you know, beyond where the initial injury, should have an effect. And so it really is it's an experience of pain, and hormones have a lot to do with that. So, you know, doing a good hormone evaluation, which in functional medicine we would typically do that through saliva, is going to really open a lot of eyes. And I would say probably 90% of my patients over 45 or 50, especially in chronic pain, are going to have significantly lower DHEA levels. Mm-hmm. Not 90%, but a significant number may have low T, and low T testosterone is not just for erectile dysfunction or sexual vitality, although that's, you know, sexual health is good health, but it has a lot to do with healing and repair. So on a cellular level, sometimes people are not healing well because men or women, they may be low testosterone. And then, of course, probably 90% of my patients in, you know, 40 and over have either adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue, or a mixed pattern of adrenal stress and fatigue. And you know, we have good testing now. We can evaluate those, and we can make really intelligent decisions on how to help balance both a person's hormones as well as their adrenal status. And it can make a huge difference in terms of integrated pain management.
Yeah, I can see. I hadn't thought about testosterone and pain. I mean, I know if it's going down, especially in a man, but in women too, it's going to affect your brain, your heart, as well as your muscles, as well as your sexual libido. So it's very, very important. But what you have to do, of course, and you're an expert of this, is keep the estradiol levels down, which is a byproduct of estrogen. Because you don't want to elevate that when you elevate the testosterone in men. So it takes a doctor like you that really has experience and has gotten the top information on how to do this. I mean, I used to take 50 milligrams of DHEA. I'm now taking 75 milligrams, but I'm taking it with DIM and 50 milligrams of zinc, actually a little bit more, about 65, and all that to keep the estrogen levels down. And I'm also splitting my DHEA, Doc. See what you think about this. I take 50 in the morning and 25 before I go to bed at night, because I notice I sleep a little bit better. Probably because it soothes the adrenals to take it before I go to bed. And I noticed that life extension was recommended at night, and everybody else recommends it in the morning. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, it sounds like that's working for you. And so ultimately, you know, in general, most people do recommend the DHEA in the morning. You know, there's a kind of a thinking that it might have you too wound up if you take it at night. But then again, you know, In your case, you found that it works for you, and so I think that works well. You know, you mentioned the various things you're doing, because DHEA does metabolize, and it forms a little bit more testosterone and a little bit more estrogen, and so you can do, you know, the DIM and the zinc and so forth. But a lot of times with my men that have elevated estrogens, we use Chrysin, which is a natural botanical product, and it really works quite well, decreases that extra estrogen and increases free testosterone.
Now, Chrysin is what butterfly's cocoon is called, isn't it? Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know it by that name.
Okay, I may be getting my words wrong here. Okay, quit showing my ignorance here, Dan. Okay, but I know it's a tea. Passion tea is high in it, and so... And you're the one that told me that. I drink passion tea when I go in Barnes & Noble, but I never knew that it was a source for Chrysan.
Yeah, passion flower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you also use these other therapies, but you find that if you don't get those in balance, if you don't get the sex hormones in balance, I guess it might be also having to do with the way it affects the endorphins, which are the real healers when it comes to pain and helping you tolerate pain. Do they interact? Does the testosterone levels of the health, or is it totally separate?
No, it all interplays so intricately together. And so when we evaluate people hormonally with respect to chronic pain, we look at the sex hormones. We also look at the adrenal cortisol, because that is adrenal stress or adrenal fatigue can have a bearing not only on the natural level of the hormones, but also on the expression of pain. So we don't like to look at those separately. We like to look at them together, and it gives us a more complete picture.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We are an integrated system. We're so complex, folks. It's almost unimaginable. And you think, well, when I go to a doctor, they got this all figured out. They understand physiology and chemistry of the body and all this. And yet, in the last 5 years, 10 years, things have changed dramatically. And they will continue to change as we get more and more insight. So you have to go to a doctor like Dr. Frank, who's been going for a number of years when he was getting his doctorate in our fellowship in functional medicine, and continues to do this, to go to these seminars with all the different new top people in their field and the medical professional, these weekend and week-long seminars, learning all the latest things. And I think that's so important, because there's so many advancements coming that people, the regular doctor, may not know about for 5-10 years. And so you want someone like Dr. Brian Frank. Now, Dr. Frank, I may be seeing you soon. I may get some prolotherapy shots into my right shoulder, and maybe where my cervical spine and neck meet. I think there's something going on there, because if I lay wrong, if I lay flat, I start feeling it in my shoulder. So I don't know why, the plexus nerve or something there. So I need to regenerate that joint. I overstretched it doing delta raises with the shoulder.
Yeah, it's very common when we're dealing with folks with shoulder issues or neck issues. We look at the other as well, because neck and shoulder very, very often come hand in hand. And, of course, with prolotherapy being the original stem cell therapy, what we're doing is we're regenerating healthy support. So the ligaments that surround and support the neck become lax from trauma or whiplash or, you know, just a variety of sports endeavors and so forth. And then the shoulder, the rotator cuff and the AC ligaments and these other structures, they get strained or torn or whatever. And the neat thing is that prolotherapy regenerates healthy structures. So when the joint gets healthier, it quits hurting, because healthy joints don't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. You only know it when it's hurting, when the message is saying, hey, buddy, either lay off or heal this thing. And you don't have to worry about it telling you about you being numb to it. It's going to let you know. But I know there's a lot of different therapies that you use to really get someone back to normal. But I've seen so many amazing things using the prolotherapy. I know we've had BK on, and he talked about the effect it had on his neck after years of suffering with neck pain. But sometimes people need more than that, don't they? They may need some the electrical stimulation to create blood flow there. They may have a low blood flow count. Again, like what you said earlier, hormone problems. Now, before I go any further, how do people get a hold of you, Doc?
Well, people can call the office at 405-763-7603, or they can go on the clinic website and see what we do. That website is re-genesishealth.com, re-genesishealth.com.
Need to take advantage of a man that continues to get this in-depth education on the latest cutting edges that will make a difference without being so evasive. I mean, invasive. Yeah, what I'm trying to say. You know, you don't want surgery if you don't need it. That's a last option. But a lot of times you go to a doctor and that's what they want to do. I always recommend seeing Dr. Frank before you consider that. So thank you, Doc. I really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. This is Dan's Health Talk.